Welcome back to Controller Freak. It is your long-lost host, Julia, back after a short but hopefully reasonable hiatus with my brews, Onan Aaron. What's up, brews?
Hey.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
It actually feels like it's been a while.
We're
sorry for ghosting, listeners.
Guys, don't be mad.
We had a summer break all of a sudden.
We had a thing. It took longer than we thought. We're fine. We hope you're fine. We had this game in the deck for a long time. Even before we took our break to do our stuff that was, like, really cool and fun. Whatever. We'll talk about that another time.
No, let's talk about it now. We went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
We did go to Hawaii. We did.
Aaron and Julia both brought their Switches. So it's like, yes. If anybody's watched The White Lotus.
Yeah.
And you remember the teenage son was just playing Switch. Yeah. The whole time, that was these two.
Aaron and I both lost them in the ocean.
All they did the whole trip was play Switch. They didn't do anything outside.
Right. And then, spoilers for White Lotus, we didn't have a redemption arc where we lose our Switch and then learn how to really live.
No one would have us on their boating team, which was part of the problem.
No, we didn't.
We tried many times.
Yes.
But we just played Switch games.
The closest thing was that I went on a snorkeling trip.
Yes.
And I kept asking the ladies if it was okay if I went different places.
And what they got really tired of that question, right? They were like,
yeah, because here's a man in his mid-30s alone on a snorkel trip with a bunch of families. They're like there to make sure you don't drown. And I kept swimming back up and being like, and I was like a snotty, so imagine snot on my nose, being like, and I can't really dog paddle. How much time do I have left? And they're like, you got 30 minutes, hon.
This is because you didn't want to go snorkeling, right, Julia?
No, I didn't.
Snorkeling is too much work.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
No, Julia was very sweet. She sent me out on this adventure like my mom. She
was my son, and then I went shopping. And everyone was like, are you his sick aunt? What's going on? Are you okay?
Right. Do you have that Jack disease? Or no, it would be reverse Jack disease, right?
Jack disease?
Was it Jack disease?
The Robin Williams movie?
Yeah, where Jack. He's, I forget, is he a little young kid who looks old, or is he an old guy who is young?
No, it's the former.
He's a little kid who's like, who looks
he's
like
a little
40.
He's a little kid who looks like Robin Williams. Yeah.
You're thinking, do I have Benjamin Button disease?
Yes.
Yes.
There we go.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, all right. Sense.
Anyway, speaking of things in water.
Yeah.
Oh! How's that for a transition?
We're getting it back a little bit. That was a pretty good transition. I think
shaking the dust off.
Today, we're talking about the game Overboard!
Overboard!
Overboard.
What was that?
Overboard.
Credit sequence.
Overboard exclamation point.
And it is so cool. Okay, now I just want to preface this before we get into the episode that my super cool friend Lindsay, shout out to Lindsay, I hope I made you listen to this episode and that you are indeed hearing your name, who's a playwright. She told me about this game because it is structurally just like a great story and like a choose your own adventure, mystery, thriller. It appeals to a lot of people outside of traditional gaming structures is what I'm trying to say. So I know a lot of writers, first I heard it from Lindsay, but other people since, who are like intrigued by being able to play this sort of game. Had you guys heard about it before?
I'd heard it spoken about on maybe a gaming podcast that I listened to. I mean, not that there are any other gaming podcasts
I don't know what you're
worth
about
listening to, but I happened to hear about it a little bit, and I heard it was like a visual novel kind of deal.
Yes.
But I didn't know much about it other than that. It was interesting.
Had you?
Yeah, I heard just general positive buzz, the people saying that this was a cool indie game that was out, but beyond that, not much.
Yeah, it, like, right off the bat appealed to me. Even just looking at the thumbnail artwork and being like, oh, you're an animated femme fatale and there's a mystery aboard a boat. Mm-hmm. Like a self-contained, high-quality visual novel with lots of choices. Like, yeah, you're speaking my love language. I'm with you. Let's do this. So I was game to play. I think we all played it a number of times, we say. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you use the word self-contained. It's very true. Some visual novels are more sprawling than others. This is very, very focused, which is, it takes place during, I think it's like a 7 or 8 hour period, mm-hmm. or a very limited period.
8 hours.
Which, of course, can go by quite quickly in gameplay, because it's not real time. Where you're on the end of a boat journey to New York from right. England.
The year is 1935. You're aboard the SS Hook on course for Liberty Island in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. And that's where we find our protagonist, Veronica Valency.
We've heard Valency, but Villainsy can't be avoided.
How are you not going to be Villainsy if that's the name? Look, I've heard, we got into a huge fight, listener, right before the podcast.
Huge. Blowout.
Just like a throwing stuff, screaming at each other. How do you pronounce it? Villainsy. But we heard a narrated video where the guy pronounced it Valency. So, yeah,
and he was
what?
A Brit, which makes me inclined to believe that he's got his finger on that. Because I think this is a real last name. I don't think this is just a...
Oh, really?
I don't think this is like a Restoration Comedy last name where it's like Mrs. Mrs. Lungs for the cock, or whatever there, you know, whatever can make it past Queen right. Elizabeth.
Miss Harlotson.
right, exactly.
But like, you sure not even a little of that went into this name decision?
Oh no, I think.
Don't quite... shit on me and tell me it's pooping out.
Well, why is she,
I won't.
Why is she a villain, Julia?
Yeah.
Well, she did it.
She did what? We haven't even said what happened.
We've gotten ahead of ourselves, but let's just say it. Veronica Villainsy kills her husband right when this game begins. Okay? Mm-hmm. Clear as day, she tells you, she cops to it, right? Mm-hmm. And you play as her, so you done it.
Yeah, you shoved him overboard.
So I grabbed him by the belt. And I threw him overboard.
You get this awesome credits to Flight of the Bumblebee is what I'm trying to imitate.
I do like that every time that you begin, and I'm not sure if this is just when you turn off the game and turn it back on, like restart it, but I saw the beginning of the game twice where you do indeed do the deed, where you kill your husband, throw him overboard, and she gives a separate like explanation of what was happening. Do you guys see this?
Yes.
Every time, like I got two of them. Even though I get played the game 3 times, so I'm not sure how that worked. But one time she was like, "Look at the dolphins, dear. They're following the boat."
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And then one time she had some other completely different thing where they were like admiring the sunset or something. I forget. Mm-hmm. But like, I liked it. It was sort of like the Joker from Dark Knight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Just the Dark Knight, right? Yeah. That like she sort of will give whatever version of it comes to her, but like...
Yeah, I got a very Palm Springs vibe from it. Just like, she has to relive this murder every single day.
Oh, I didn't know you'd seen Palm Springs.
I see things, Owen. I went to writing school. I watch movies. Now.
did one of your writing professors say, like, you need to watch Palm Springs this weekend?
I mean, more or less. That
really?
Was
Andy Samberg, really? This is his finest performance yet.
Exactly. You guys got to go through and watch every single thing Andy's been. From Lonely Island.
To Hot Rod.
To Hot Rod. The entire run of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
I'm trying to watch other stuff besides the classic 1970s detective show Columbo. Right. We're going to obviously invoke that name here because that was on my mind. It was on my heart as mm-hmm. we played Overboard because mm-hmm. it's the one thing that I watch. It got me through quarantine. It's still getting me through whatever parts of this are left. And yeah, any, oh God, the cat.
She's
course.
Fine. She's okay. good.
You think?
Yep.
You going to let us live?
She's just hanging out.
Well, I was just praising Columbo and really excited because there is a Columbo called Troubled Waters where he's on a cruise ship. It's a whole thing. It's basically this. And I felt really qualified. How, I guess that's my question. How is your experience with detective shit and how did you feel about going into this? Did you, were you confident that you were going to be able to craft a narrative that would make you innocent or were you like, I'm bad at this. I'm going to implicate myself. You know, how did you feel?
I love any game that puts you in the role of, like, the quote, villain.
Yeah.
Like, when you're clearly just an irredeemable bad person. Figuring out how you're going to get away with a murder. It's fun, because it's not something you have to do in a lot of video games.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
Yeah. It's like a reverse Columbo. It's kind of. Or the beginning 20 minutes of a Columbo.
Right.
Where you see the person do it and then cover the tracks.
That's true. I guess this is, like, the first half hour to 45 minutes. And then Columbo would come in and be like, Veronica Valency, I've seen all your movies. My wife loves you.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And of course, I've had to see a lot of Columbo this quarantine, too, because I live with Julia.
Yeah.
And
Julia's wife doesn't love Columbo.
And yeah, there would, if this was a Columbo episode after the cool, like, sexy, like, or covering up the murder bit, there'd be 40 minutes of Peter Falk being like, you are an actress.
Not for.
I think I've seen you somewhere.
He gets excited.
Have I seen you? And then, like, him, like, trying to tie his dog to a tree or something. He won't stay. They told me he would stay when I picked him up. Like, fucking not. Looks like, look, what? Hurry up!
No!
Hurry up!
The whole point is it takes
Stop
its time.
Stop wasting my time.
TV shows used to take their time.
I could have watched 5 Seinfelds during the time it took me to watch this.
Why would you?
You
why?
Sure could.
A lot of references.
Have you watched
today.
The contest lately?
Anyway, yes. So, yes, this is like the sexy first part of a Columbo episode where a murder has happened and you see the person cover it up with whatever degree of callousness or panic that suits them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of up to you to decide how flustered Veronica is in how excellently she covers up her crime. Yeah, and I agree. It's a super fun place to be dropped. And very tight. That's a problem that I have sometimes with, this isn't super a time loop game, but it kind of is, because once you finish, you do sort of have the option to just jump right back to the beginning of this loop, of this final sort of leg of your boat journey, and try to do things differently in a way that will implicate you less, or will frame it to be a different type of death, or, you try different things just for the fuck of it. And a problem I have with those games, sometimes time loop games, is that I feel a little lost, or like what should I be doing here? Like I don't have that like tight mind to be like, okay, now I'm gonna build it exactly like this, you know? But for this, the central problem of I have to get out of this helped with that, and I thought it was very engaging.
How about you? How did you feel about the time?
I have mixed feelings about it, because I enjoyed my like first few runs when I was trying to figure out how to get away with the murder. Just like, what do I need to do? It seemed like you always had to do certain things or you were going to get caught. Now, apparently I'm wrong about this, as you guys have told me that you don't have to fuck the ship's captain in order to get away with the murder. And it seemed like you did. Yeah, you seduce the ship's captain or he'll turn you in because he saw you push your husband off. And once I figured out how to do that, I was like, okay, cool. I solved it. I guess the game is over. Didn't take that long. And the game wants you to keep going back and doing it again by giving you these extra objectives. Like, find the, like, steward's key. Or, like, figure out, you find out the boat might be sinking. Like, is the boat really sinking? Like, all these other objectives. And I didn't really get, like, why do I want to do this? Like, what is the further reward? Because I already completed the main objective, which was to get away with the murder, right? You have told me that there's actually a whole bigger plot of Veronica getting, like, her dead husband's money.
Yep.
I just missed that whole objective. It felt like it got repetitive to me when it was like, okay, every time, I gotta sleep with the captain or else I'm going to jail.
Gotta sleep with the captain. You were lucky.
I know, and I...
You should be so...
I gave him a hand job at one point, but that didn't sway him. But that didn't sway him. He still turned me in.
Do you want to say that I love the visual of Owen playing overboard and getting to the point where, like, the captain comes to your cabin and just, like, resigned, like, Stormy Daniels getting fucked by Trump? Just you being like, oh, all right, I guess this is happening. Do I want to go to jail? No.
Spoiler alert. That was not a luxury I ever had, so we'll get into this, but Anders wanted nothing to do with me physically, and I didn't even know that you could fuck him until we had this conversation.
Oh my god, he's so easy.
He's incredibly easy.
What? Anders, baby, what did I do wrong?
And see, this is even more out of whack. This controller freak, clearly controller freak is wonky right now, because in this game, in this sexy 30s game where you're a sexy starlet covering up your sexy murder, Owen and I banged the hot captain immediately.
Yeah, I banged him like 3 times.
To the point where we didn't know there was another way you could play the game.
Right!
What?
And Julia The thirstiest I'm of thirsty. I'm
thirsting for it.
She's out here with no tail.
I'm like, oh, Anders, my shirt fell off.
And nothing.
Nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, because you have
guys,
this.
What the hell?
Because towards the end of the game, you have this, like, ship-wide meeting where all the passengers get together and discuss, like, there's been a murder.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
And people accuse you of doing it. And yeah, the Captain Anders saw you do it. So you gotta placate him somehow.
I don't know what I could have done. I also gave him a hand job, and I guess he didn't like it. But whatever, it was through the pants. It wasn't the best work I've ever done, but you know, it was something. And anyway, all that is to say, I threw myself at him, and then in that meeting, we'll go more into this later, he was just like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know why you think I would be on your side. It's not like, you know, you did anything to make me think you like me.
Yeah.
And I was all I did was tell you repeatedly how much I want to have sex with you. And you shot me down, and now you're telling me I'm not...
It sounds like your game was a little rusty, Julia. I'm sorry, but...
Oh my god, I think you might be right.
You jumped straight to giving him a handsy through the pants, trying to get the pass key.
How else do you tell someone you like them?
You go up to the cabin, and I promise listeners, we're going to get to explaining like what this game is and how it works in just a moment. You go up to the cabin, right? He's there steering the ship.
Right.
Knock on the door daintily. Hello? He invites you in. You make some small talk with him, talk about what a big ship this is, how it takes a big man to drive it around. And he'll drop that he does his rounds around a certain time.
Oh my god, he never mentioned his rounds to me
at all. And he sort of says, "Are you gonna, maybe you'll be around your cabin around 11:30. And you can be like, well, maybe I will. We'll see. And during this interaction, there's always one option that's like sort of neutral or like a little disconnected. Not unflirty, but just sort of not. And then the two other options are also always extremely thirsty. They're always like, well, we'll see, maybe I will be. Or like, you better believe it, Captain.
Yeah.
Like,
it took so little effort for him to be like, you know, I'm doing my rounds later.
We need to examine that moment right before the rounds because that was never a conversation he had. So whatever I said to him small talk wise turned him off and he never came by my cabin.
Because this game is it's a visual novel, right?
Mm-hmm. They call it something specific. Keep going, but I'm going to try and find it.
So, you're mainly making dialogue choices.
Mm-hmm.
And other choices too.
Yes. And the game puts you into your room the morning after you've pushed your husband overboard. You pushed him overboard on a clear night on the deck. And so you wake up, and very quickly you have to get a sense of sort of, what's your liability? Like, what are the outstanding loose ends that could screw you up? And how are you going to deal with them or ignore them or talk over them? You have different, that's the whole game is basically addressing, what have I not thought of that's a loose end? Who knows what? Who likes me and who doesn't? How can I get allies? How can I eliminate or sideline my enemies? All this, and I have a limited time. That was something that I had trouble keeping track of, like, was how long each activity took.
Yeah.
How long it's going to take me to do any of these things. But there is, you are on a clock.
Right.
And if you do take too long at some point, yes, there will be a ship meeting where everyone will sort of realize something nefarious has happened.
And the first thing that always happens is a steward knocks on your door mm-hmm. in the morning.
Yes.
And you can either be like, come in or don't come in!
Mm-hmm.
And then when he comes in, does he ask where your husband is, where Malcolm is? I forget.
I'm forgetting too because I usually don't let him in. I think I let him in once and he absolutely screwed me over in the end game. So
really?
I was usually like, do not come in. I'm naked.
Did you know you can kill him?
When?
Really?
When he comes in. You can bash him in the head with your dolphin statue.
That's what that's for.
And you bash him in the head. You stuff him under your bed, and then you have like several options, like clean yourself off, clean off the dolphin statue, clean off this, and And they still figured out that I murdered him at the end, so they I guess I didn't cover it up well enough.
You clean all wait,
the I guess I thought I'd cleaned everything.
Wait, oh, and in this run, did you also have sex with the captain? You remember?
This, I think I gave him the hand job. I think, in this run.
And at the end, was he like super confused? He was like, okay, so you killed two guys, and you came up to my... I was in mortal danger while you were giving me that over-the-pants hand job.
Yeah, no, he doesn't bring that up, which is probably wise gentlemanly to not bring up at this group meeting. Yeah.
Do you guys remember what your first answer was in that first scene? Like, what was your very first instinct when he knocked on the door? Because you're thrown into it for the first time. You've just had the prologue.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely let him in because I thought it would be suspicious if I didn't.
Same. That's what I did
that too, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then how did you...
You can get him out of your hair pretty quick. It's not, like, it's not too hard.
Yes, though he will gauge immediately that the sheets on your bed are not rumpled. No one slept in the bed. You slept on a chaise. And that's sort of the business of the game, right? Is that people will see you and talk to you, and you have to sort of keep a running tally as you walk around the ship trying to tie up loose ends.
Yeah, because it doesn't tell you, like, a Telltale game, like Mr. Toad will remember that.
No, you sort of have to assume that everyone's clocking everything you're doing.
Whatever that dude's name is.
Yeah, no, you got it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Mr. Toad.
Right. Yeah. Push snow over.
Big B.
Yeah. A Fables version of this game would be awesome.
Yeah.
That's another episode. It made me respect murderers a lot. It's really hard.
It's super hard
to keep your story straight.
Oh yeah.
My first run I lucked out, but my second run, when we got to the meeting, there were so many holes in my story. So many holes that the game started giving me more and more chances to be like, all right, I'll kill all of you. And I was like, no, that seems like it's going to give it away a little bit.
Molotov cocktail and time bomb.
Unfortunately, I did have the option to tell the captain that I wish I'd killed him. Which I did. And he was like, oh, jeez. Like, come
don't
on.
Say you, that.
This is V.
You don't
You're
mean
fucked
that.
Up.
Exactly. You are crazy.
Yeah.
And I like him crazy, but you are crazy.
You give great HJs.
Great over TP HJ. Yeah. Yeah. But like, did you guys find that? I found it took a while for me to get into the mindset of, like, I need to fucking register what I'm saying in small talk.
No, I knew immediately.
You, okay. No, that's Columbo. It's the Columbo.
Look, I'm not going to say it's not Columbo. I've been only watching Columbo for a year and a half. I'm a murderer now, is what I'm saying.
Was it the Columbo or Julia? Is that a Julia thing that you...
I've never killed anyone, okay, to be clear. Let me just...
That we know.
Clarify.
I didn't think you had until you made that face when I started down this.
Is this a Julia thing? Meaning what?
I just mean, have you envisioned yourself in a situation where you would have to lie consistently?
Oh my god, yes. I think every young woman has.
Okay.
I think, like, girls dream about their bridal fantasies. You know, I dreamed about what if I was in a film noir and I was Barbara Stanwyck in Double Indemnity. Like, that's my fantasy. Like,
totally.
That's me putting on my wedding dress and playing out. Like, I just love to be like, okay, and then we're going to push him from the train, but we can't make it look like a suicide because then we won't get as much insurance. You guys have seen Double Indemnity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you made me watch. Just like Columbo. A lot of grocery store scenes in Double Indemnity. Yeah. A lot of Mr. and Mrs. at the pharmacy being like, now listen, Tuts, we got to be smart about this. And her being like, oh, I'm so scared.
Right. No, exactly. That gets me. Right. So the reason I think Captain Anders is so confusing to me is because he's set up to be the Fred McMurray role.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when you tell him or when you go up to him and he says he saw you push over your husband into the sea, that is kind of the scene in Double Indemnity where he's like, she's like, get out of here. And he's like, you better get out of here, baby. I'll get out of here, but quick. You know? Right? But that doesn't happen. Instead, then you're just like, all right, so can I have your hall pass? And he's like, I don't know, go fish. And you're like, okay, is this it? Anyway, look, I'm getting all over the place here. What I'm trying to say is the beats were confusing, but yes, I knew that I had to get out of this as clean as possible.
Yep.
Because it's every girl's dream to be that woman.
Okay, so you had that baked in from go.
From the, deep
from adolescence.
Adolescence.
You had already figured this out. Okay.
Yes.
And Owen, could you keep your story straight, Owen? Where were you?
Oh, no.
Why not?
Oh, because like Aaron says, it's really hard to keep your story straight.
It is.
Yeah. I should say my first run. First one. My Veronica took a sleeping pill in the middle of it.
I did that.
So she just missed the entire meeting where everyone accused her. So I think it ended with this, like, the steward, like, coming and getting her, be like, hey, you missed the meeting, but we decided you're a murderer, so you gotta go to prison. Because I wasn't there to defend myself.
That's really funny.
It was pretty funny. Yeah. I was like, okay, I clearly did this wrong.
I deserve that.
Yeah. I love that. Because yeah. I did a sleepy girl run, too, where I just took a nap in the morning.
Yeah.
And, like, missed a lot of gameplay.
Yeah.
And actually, I got away with it that run. I just didn't do anything.
No, I did it too late in the day. It was probably too...
took a pop to sleep.
I probably popped, like, 5 pills and just...
Yeah. You see those pills and you know, I mean, so alarm bells went off for you guys, right? I mean, you took one. I took one, too, at one point. But you know, like, okay, women in this time period, sleeping pills, like, that means something very specific. Did anybody clock that or was it just me?
No.
The only... I thought you could maybe, like Hitman 3, like stir them into somebody's cocktail, but I didn't figure
like
out a
way.
Like
you're 47.
Right, like you're age of 47. So in the game, you choose how to spend your time, right, and you mm-hmm. go to different areas of the ship, and you can see who's there and, like, plot out your day accordingly on how you want to spend this last 7 hours before you get to New York and you meet your fate, or you start your new life. One of the places is the chapel.
Oh, yeah. So weird.
It's funny because you can talk to God.
Yeah.
You go down there.
You can have poetry critique sessions with God.
Oh, wow. Is it God, though? Because I kind of read that because she's talking to, like, a big cross. And the cross starts talking to her.
Yeah.
And I guess you're sort of meant to think it's God, but I kind of thought, is she just fucking crazy? And she's
well, that's
talking
a good
to her.
I mean, that goes
she's
back
talking to herself.
That like, goes maybe. Back to the sleeping pills, right?
Well, like, but God
planting that there was a very clear, like, women this time period with this type of medication, like, people
that's
think
true.
She's crazy.
That's true.
And it's very easy to implicate yourself as such because you can do a bunch of things with those pills.
Well, that's what God said. God was like, the people in this time period don't have super evolved views on mental illness. So, like, if you drop those sleeping pills, it can undermine somebody's credibility. And I was like, thanks, God. And he was like,
oh, God said that to you?
Yes. And he was
oh,
like,
I figured that out.
And
I was like,
thanks, God. And he's like, you're trash.
Yeah, he hates you.
Don't thank me.
I asked him, like, can I be forgiven? He was like, no chance. Zero chance.
He's cute, though. He's cute with you. You have sort of a, I feel like God would swing by your room at like 12:30, like after Anders, if you played your cards right, you know?
He's a little spike.
Mrs. V turned it on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, this game does a lot. It makes religion fun, also, which is cool. If there is a God, I hope he's a little spicy.
You're a little spicy.
I think
spicy.
We can all
yeah.
agree.
I found it very weird, just the whole chapel as
it.
A device. I didn't dislike it, I just thought it was odd.
Did you think it was the devil, maybe?
Ooh.
No, I told you, I thought she was just nuts.
Yeah.
Mm. There was one option that said, are you really God? And I didn't ask him because I thought it would offend him.
It says a lot. That's very Paragon.
Are you God?
Yeah. You really God? Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of options as to how you spend your time. It's sort of deceptive how many options there are based on, like, usually you have one of three choices, and it'll sort of lead you to the next branch.
Right.
But there's so many of them that, like, the permutations on, like, what the world state is by the time you get to the big reckoning are probably, there's probably a whole lot of them. I don't know how
what
many.
What were some of the first things you realized you had to do? Once the steward knocks on your door, you resolve that however you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
Did you head to the smoking room? Did you... We all went up to see Anders, it sounds like, to different degrees of success.
Yeah.
Your diamond earring is something
mm-hmm.
that, like, threw me mm-hmm. the first time around, but the second time around, I understood what I was doing. But I didn't think anybody would be that observant. I was just like, you know, there's no Columbo on this ship. It's about 40 years too early. So, like, but Richard Carstairs? Is that mm-hmm. who it is? Richard Carstairs is a older gentleman on the ship. And he is a bit of a snoop. And he, I think, is the one who noticed on me, like, you only have one of your earrings on, and I found the other one on the upper deck last night.
Very suspicious.
Yes, yeah, very mm-hmm. suspicious indeed.
Well, especially if you've told someone that you have never been to the deck.
Yeah.
Or, like, you weren't there last night.
Yeah.
So it's this kind of loose end where, like, there's a couple ways you can play that. You know, and there's no right way, but there are certainly wrong ways, yeah. You know? And yeah, there is no Columbo, but there is, I mean, there is an army major, an Indian army major,
yes, Major Singh. Mm-hmm.
who is like aware of what's going on, but everybody on the ship's a little nosy.
They're a little nosy. That's true.
Mm-hmm. You've got, what are the characters on the ship? It's a pretty small ship.
That's true. Let's talk through
the
cast.
Yeah, there's like 6 passengers in total,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very exclusive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clarissa Turpentine.
So there's Clarissa.
How would you explain Clarissa Turpentine?
Well, she's a thought.
She is that hoe over there.
She's got a beef with you.
Oh, yeah.
She does.
Because she loves your husband.
And he was fucking her.
Yeah, he was carrying on an affair with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she suspects you immediately. She is a little unstable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She believes that she has seen your husband fall past her window.
Yes.
But I did at least one run where I had established my alibi well enough that she doubted herself. And she was like, I could have sworn I saw.
Yeah, I did that too. It's so satisfying.
It is to make her doubt her own mm-hmm. fucking senses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she's also... there's all kinds of weird secrets that these characters have. So she was tearing something up. I still don't know. I'm going to ask you guys if you know what she was tearing up.
Yeah.
No idea.
Okay, well, we can get into it later. But that's who she is. She's like jealous other woman who loved your husband and hates you because she knows you did
mm-hmm.
it. She just can't prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Mrs. H,
mm-hmm.
the boat gossip. Do you guys know anything else about her? I just met her once, and she seemed like she was fine. She was a little annoying.
Don't remember a whole lot of her backstory.
Did you guys get any of her blackmail thread? But apparently she has blackmail on Anders.
Ooh.
A photograph. I never got this.
Of him doing what?
I think maybe he's with you.
Wait, before?
Wait, how did she get it developed that quickly? It's 1932.
It's 1935.
Good point. It's like, it's on her eye. Nope.
Mm.
Well, she has a photograph.
Okay, she's got some blackmail
she
stuff.
She has some blackmail stuff.
Okay, but she's like an old, she's like the old lady who sees more than she lets on. She
yes.
seems like an old drunk, yes. but she's like a little wily.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's Carstairs who...
Yep.
Who, yeah, he's just sort of this, like, chap, kind of boring, but he does find your earring.
Yeah, that's,
yes.
and that's it.
Yes.
That's all the characters that,
right.
that we see.
We've already mentioned Major Singh. We've already mentioned Anders.
Yeah.
I think that's everybody.
It is.
Your dead husband.
Am I the only one here who, like, murdered other people in the game? Did either of you?
Yes.
You neither
Not
of you.
I just didn't have the option.
So neither of you went with the double homicide.
Oh, well, I wanted to.
No.
I wanted to kill the major in one run because he wasn't. Because because I didn't feel like screwing him today.
With the major or the captain?
You mean captain?
Sorry, the captain. Yes, the captain. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Captain mm-hmm. Anders.
I was like, are you screwing the old major,
like,
dude?
That like, was
like, in, like in the smoking room?
What ending was
Lock
that?
The doors. That's one foolproof plan to get
Super
away with it and
major.
Get the money. Mrs. V has sex with everyone on board. That's truly going overboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
That is a bit overboard.
Overboard! Yeah, no, I meant Captain Anders, and I told him, like I said, I told him at the end, I wish I fucking killed you too, but I never had the chance. I wonder if you can kill a captain.
Yeah, maybe.
I wonder if you can kill everyone.
I'm getting the sense that you can probably kill everyone.
Yeah.
Get that sense.
Can you just commit a mass murder and murder
a genocide?
Everyone on the ship and just show up to Liberty Island steering the boat? And have them be like, welcome to America, Mrs. V.
Thank you very much.
You'd be like, yeah, there were pirates.
Right. You ever see Captain Phillips? It's kind of like that. The worst.
Yeah. I mean, that hasn't happened yet, but
right.
Imagine a future with Tom Hanks.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
The crying scene, it's out of this world.
Oh, yeah.
What was one thing you kept at the front of your mind? Was there one specific, like, incriminating detail that you couldn't shake? one clue that you really wanted? When you hatched a plan, do you remember that moment? Because I remember when I realized that Clarissa was involved with my husband, I was like, boom, get out of jail free card. I absolutely understand, like, how this can go down.
From what I'm hearing, you latched on to who could take the fall for me for this immediately.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think that's how the game wants you to see this.
You get money that way. You get more money that way.
Because that's the thing.
Okay, can we talk about this?
Yes.
Right. Because this was something I just missed entirely, is this goal to get money.
Yes. You did say that, and we haven't addressed it. You're right. The super objective to get money.
Right. How did you even know that that was the super objective?
Again, Double Indemnity lays the groundwork for a lot of these plot points, right?
Okay, well, I have seen that movie,
right?
And I have to
well,
admit...
Well, obviously not enough.
I didn't immediately be like, oh, it's like Double Indemnity, sure.
Well, the first time you play through, you're just sort of winging it, right? And you get to the end, and at least what happened for me was... I had successfully, like, I didn't do it masterfully, but I planted enough seeds of doubt that they were like, well, like, that, this is super weird, but I guess we're just going to call it a suicide.
Right.
I also fucked Captain Andrews in this run. And so we went off to, like, some Brooklyn bar.
Nice.
And he was like, got away with it. Nice, baby. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, but you know they don't pay out life insurance for suicides. And I was like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, so that's a problem. And I was like, well, that sucks. And then it sort of gives you a newspaper that's like, Mr. Villainsy, like, or Valency, dead by suicide. And then it's like, actress, like, living a new life with Captain Andrews. And then it gives you these
actress is poor now.
Poor actress. That's right. Right. Exactly. And then it gives you these two check marks, which is freedom. And it was like, check, you're free. And then I think it said something like life insurance or set for life or something.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
Then that was like not checked. And so, and Captain Andrews was like, yeah, you like... you're poor now, like you didn't make that happen. And I was like, fuck, it's always the fine print. And he's like, isn't it just?
And okay, so you gotta frame someone for the murder
or
to get the payout.
Or make it an accident, to make it a clear accident, mm-hmm. to like, he definitely slipped in this way.
Okay.
He just can't have thrown himself over.
Okay.
And so that set up, for my next run, that set up, and I never successfully did that, was like, get the money. But that set up for my next run that one of the objectives was, like, frame someone.
Yeah. But you got it, Julia.
Yeah,
huh?
I did. My runs went like this. Guilty, mm-hmm. just through sheer beginners.
You're guilty. They found you out.
Right. Like, okay. I got fucked up the first time. The second time, I got it. I got the money. Mm-hmm. And the third time, I got the money again. But no
nice.
Scenario did I ever end up with Anders. This was just me alone in a bar, just, like, actress... doing great.
Oh, that's
widow,
great.
Widow, you know, lots of money.
So how'd you do it? Tell us how you did it.
I mean, I just, like, you know, I watched a lot of old movies.
No, like, literally, like, how did Mrs. V get out of it?
So, in those instances, I don't think they were particularly creative, because all I did was pin it on Clarissa.
Right.
And make it seem like she was not going to get what she wanted from Malcolm.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a fit of, like, passion, they fought and he fell. Or she pushed him.
But how did you do it? Because, like, I would love to make that case in mm-hmm. one of the murder meetings that happen at the end of this game. But I have never been able to get in front of the narrative enough to do anything except for successfully evade.
I think it's about playing other people early, early on.
So who did you... How did
so
you make
you,
that happen?
You got... The first time I played it, I was just, like... running my mouth, like sitting in the smoking room with the boys being like, wonder what happened to Malcolm, don't much care, you know, like shit, like real cocky. And then at the uh-huh. end, Major Singh was just like, you're guilty as fuck.
Right, you went to
and I was like, yeah, I deserve that. But the second time around, I was like, okay, so this is like office politics. This is just like making everybody feel like they have no reason to think other than, like, the very best intentions about you. Innocent until proven guilty. So I hid my diamond earring. Like, I took it out of my ear. I just played completely dumb. Then the third run through, I hid my diamond earring in Clarissa's room. And so when they matched it to her, I was like,
oh, that's it.
I was like, he gave you my earrings? How could he?
Oh, wow.
That's it. That's the kill shot.
Yep.
Nice. That's nice. That's physical evidence mm-hmm. right there.
But it was about... buddying up, you know, you have breakfast, you have crumpets with Lady Armstrong,
mm-hmm.
and it's like You do, yeah. Did you guys go to breakfast?
No, I didn't
go. Oh, sure.
Yeah, you went to breakfast.
I would enjoy many a long, leisurely breakfast.
I miss continental breakfast every single run.
Oh, man.
You always do this.
I was going up to the captain.
They got some good scones.
Laying the groundwork.
I went to the captain. It was a quick 2 minutes.
Yeah, but you were gassy from all those scones, and he could tell.
Unbelievable. So for me, it was just about, you can schmooze people the same that you would do IRL in any situation. Yeah.
No, that makes sense.
Diplomacy and making people feel good about themselves.
So are you telling me in your second run, you didn't plant any physical evidence on Clarissa?
Nope.
You just got in enough people's ear?
Yep.
That's nuts.
I planted seeds once I knew about her and my husband, then it was easy to just kind of...
Did you tell people? Were you like, I'm worried that my husband is...
I think I did have the opportunity to be like, you know, he wasn't faithful. And they were like, oh, mm-hmm. I did hear something about... Mm-hmm. Or like Lady Armstrong was just like, so it is true. And you get to be like, well, yeah, you know, like... Just be wounded about it.
And so your strategy that run was be consistent about when I last saw him and just talk a lot about how he was cheating.
Yep.
And that was enough.
That was enough. And then we got to the, like, you know, the Agatha Christie moment.
Yeah.
And everything that was present was just like, this poor woman, she's been wronged. And I was exhausting because I had to play. I was really doing what they call method acting whole time.
Heard of that?
Never heard of it.
Okay. So Daniel Day-Lewis does, right?
Yes, that's
right.
What Daniel...
You were method acting. So I'm dead. So you pushed me out the window.
Finally.
Oh, bollocks. Was there ever something, a thread or an item that was introduced that you found really perplexing? That you never got, like, closure on? Like, oh, what could I do with that option? Like, you just solved it for me earlier, Owen, with the dolphin. I had no fucking idea what that was for. And so I never fucked with it. Because I was like, no, I'm not going to pick up this paperweight and carry it around. Like, what? Why? For one thing, it'll slow me down.
I feel like it kept coming up in my runs, the dolphin statue. But yeah, I don't know if there are that many uses for it other than a murder weapon.
Murder the bellboy for no reason.
Blunt object.
Yeah.
To hit someone with.
And you hate dolphins irrationally. Like, right. Veronica's just like that ugly, disgusting little... porpoises with fins and your... Yeah. Who hates dolphins?
Exactly.
They're so benign.
Veronica does.
Yeah.
I mean, this is pre-Flipper.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true. That did do a lot for the dolphin community. Yeah.
She also is a murderess who, like, is on the edge. So, you know, a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A dolphin killed her family, maybe.
maybe. Like Cruella.
Like, I was just going to say, it's like the Cruella movie.
Spoilers for Cruella.
Huge spoilers for the Cruella.
Dolphins knocked her mother off a cliff.
And that's why she killed her. Yeah.
That's pretty
killed her husband
stupid.
just through transference. Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I mean I played my first playthrough like I was playing like a Hitman game.
Right.
So of course when it was like there's a heavy statue that would really hurt if you beamed someone, I like put it in my bag immediately. And the game kept being like, it's super heavy, and you have to take out a bunch of Malcolm's clothes and, like, put them through the porthole. And I was like, yes, do it.
Yes.
I had the option at any moment to clock someone over the head with it, and I never did. But, so that was mysterious. I'm glad that you can indeed clock someone over the head with it. The sleeping pills seemed straightforward to me. I was like, I could plant them somewhere, or again, mix them into someone's drink like Hitman.
Oh, I forgot. That was another thing I did. I put sleeping pills in the old lady's drink.
You did? You can?
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah. Really?
What happens to she, like, pass out?
Yeah, but I don't... Like, what did that accomplish? Why did I even do
Why
that?
Why did you do that?
I don't remember.
Just couldn't feed the old lady for no reason.
Well, you know what? I put one... That was the run where I took a pill, too, because that's where I overslept, I think. Because I put one in her drink, and I put one... Yeah, but actually... A lot of variations
what?
On
like
things.
Like Romeo and Juliet?
So you were just rolling with the old lady.
Yeah.
You were just like, the life's moving a little too fast.
I was like, hey, Lady H, you like to party? It's 1935.
Right. And then White Rabbit starts to play.
Just the Matrix trailer. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome that you can just trip balls with Lady H.
Yeah.
The fact that it's so deep does make me wish I was a little smarter.
Yeah.
I don't have And that's like one of the things that there's so many amazing puzzle games, and this isn't quite a puzzle game, but there is a puzzle in it, which is like, how do I get out of this? What are different ways that I get out of this and also get the insurance money, hopefully. And puzzle games, there's so many critically acclaimed puzzle games that are like the best games of all time. But I have a challenge in that, like, I'm not smart enough, especially in that way. And so I do end up feeling a little bit like, I wish I just had that mind to like think ahead a little more.
That's how I feel when I play the Portal games.
Like, right, yeah, right.
I'm exactly. not smart enough for
exactly.
this. Like, these games are awesome, but I'm just
not quite, my mind doesn't work like that.
Honestly, that's how I feel when I play Hitman. I'm just like, God, I should have, like, Rube Goldberg events I'm not good at. Like, this will ignite this, and this will set off this, and then I need to be here for when that happens.
But isn't that what this game does?
Yes, it's just, it is a little bit.
Okay. But I'm hearing you're pretty good at this game, actually.
No, I don't think so. I think I just found one strategy and did it twice.
Which is burn Clarissa to the ground.
Burn her to the ground.
Yeah.
Burn!
Yeah, but you were describing, like, you planted the seeds early on with the people, making them think.
That's just what you would do in a social setting. I do that at cocktail
parties.
Yeah,
but that's still...
That's what makes you good at this.
Yeah.
And what makes you a little scary.
strategic manipulation.
I don't
manipulation.
Get invited to that many cocktail parties.
Exactly. Social engineering.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder how many people you can frame for this murder.
Same. I wonder.
I wonder if you can frame every single person, or if it's... It doesn't seem like it's just Clarissa. I sort of doubt that. Yeah.
It is really impressive. And I wish that I had done less. I feel like I strong-armed it a little bit and less playing by its rules and being clever.
I don't know. You're the only one that, like, you're the only one that you're the only one that achieved the grand objective.
Oh, yeah, you gotta get the money. Otherwise, it's not worth it.
Totally. Mrs. V is set for life. She's going to do passion projects.
She's lonely, though.
Well,
she's really lonely.
But she's going to do passion projects at Hair Arts Center from now until she dies.
In 1935?
Yeah. Yeah, Hair's been around for a while, right?
Well, what was the equivalent? Yeah, she's
going to do some downtown theater.
Downtown, yep.
Yeah.
And she's going to move to Bleecker Street.
Totally. Yeah.
That would be kind of cool if you see her as a beatnik later on in, like, like Audrey Hepburn in Funny Face, like, black turtleneck, just, like, dancing on tables and shit.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Down the village.
Yeah, just, like, got away with it, you know, spending all that money on terrible theater. Like, why not?
Yeah.
Not to say that here Arts Center has terrible, that's not...
No, quite the opposite.
Really good theater. We have to edit all this
Don't
out.
Get it twisted.
don't get it twisted. What's the fourth ending... You wish that they had.
Besides.
So they have, get away with it, get the money. Get away with it, don't get the money.
Or go to Sing Sing.
Or go to Sing Sing Correctional Facility.
With the hot box.
I would do the Speed 2 ending and like put a bomb on the boat.
I feel like you've said that before.
Just be full Willem Dafoe.
Speed 2. Is Willem Dafoe the bad guy in Speed 2?
Oh, he sure is.
Oh, man.
Aaron, you haven't seen Speed 2. What's wrong with you?
I've seen Speed 2 Cruise Control, but it's been a while.
Aaron, what movie ending should this story have?
Speed 2 is one of them. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me think. Okay, I'm trying to think of other boat-related movies besides Titanic, because it's too easy.
That's so easy. Well, how does Waterworld end?
I have no idea. I never saw Waterworld.
I think they find land.
Kim Costner's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The alternate ending that I wish for is... okay, I like Repentance, which is like you go immediately to the chapel and God's like, it's not too late. And you can steal a lifeboat, you go out and you find Malcolm, he's still alive.
Oh my god, Aaron.
He gets on, but then he kills you. He strangles you.
Wow.
That's the most Aaron thing you could have said.
I guess that's redemptive.
Yeah. Punishingly redemptive.
Yeah, it's not really redemptive, you're right. It's more just like, yeah, you can't go back, you know?
Man. I guess if we're sticking with the boat theme... Fitzcarraldo has a pretty good boat when they're going down the river. Is the cat doing that?
Yes, she's trying to. It's okay. Here, just hold that thought about Fitzcarraldo.
Okay, no. Actually, I'm going to pick a different boat movie.
No.
Okay. The boat ending they should have had, Aguirre, the Wrath of God, where Veronica Villainsley just actually goes crazy. I haven't seen that movie in a long time, but that's what happens, right?
Is there a boat in it?
Aren't they on a boat?
I don't know.
All right, the Jaws ending. A great white shark circling the SS Hook.
Now we're talking because of the blood.
Right.
Because it smells of the blood.
Right, yeah. Right.
Robert Shaw's there. He's like, Spanish goes.
Right. Just like your 20th playthrough. 20th playthrough, there's a drunk old fucking shark hunter who like shows up on the boat.
I'll hunt a shark.
Okay, exactly.
Veronica's
like, you ladies of Spain. It's swimming with bow-legged women.
Great. Just like 5 extra characters from Jaws just show up on the boat.
Richard Dreyfuss. Okay.
Right, exactly.
I love sharks.
Right.
Unbelievable. I gotta give it to you, Quint. It's just like they take over your game. I literally rewatched Jaws last night with people, so this is perfect.
Oh, this makes me so happy.
I like that you're like trying to do your game. You're like, you're trying to get somewhere to like plant something on someone, and you just keep running into Jaws people who involve you in their shit.
Yeah. Tell the mayor.
Yeah. This is a crisis. And you're like, excuse me.
Like, yeah. We're talking about my earring.
Right. Who cares about your husband?
Yeah.
There's a great white on the loose.
You talk to the mayor, this is our whole summer.
Exactly.
Miss Villainsy, we're going to need a bigger boat. Yeah. You're like, what? That has nothing to do with anything I just said. What are you talking about?
I love that licensed Jaws game.
that just takes over. It's like really not gracefully done either.
No.
It's just like a mashup.
Yeah, that would be like if they made Overboard and then like a month before they shipped it, the devs were like, okay, we accidentally got a huge licensing deal with Steve Spielberg.
Don't even ask. It's a long story.
We just have to reskin this to make the Jaws game. Is that okay? Can we do that?
We can't delay the game's release.
Right. No, we cannot.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to name a few more boat movies, and you guys tell me how that would fit into this story.
Okay. Great.
What about The Perfect Storm?
In The Perfect Storm... Mm-hmm.
Perfect Storm is that you have to fuck Boston George Clooney.
Right.
With the big beard.
Right. And then frame Marky Mark for your husband's murder.
Okay, Master and Commander.
Oh.
Ooh.
You know, I've never seen that.
Oh.
It's super good.
It's so good.
All I remember is that Paul Bettany, it's just the same as this game, but Paul Bettany is like your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
We touched on this slightly, but Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips. Yeah, I mean, that's where you take over the boat. Right, you take over the boat, and then the CIA kills you at the end, or the Navy, or something.
Yep.
Kills you at the end.
Yep. Yeah.
How about Captain Ron?
Captain Ron,
where Kurt Russell boards the boat and drives Veronica so insane she like wants to kill herself.
Yes,
right, because she keeps like she can't help herself, but she keeps envisioning her husband having sex with Captain Ron. It's driving her crazy.
Yeah. Shout out to all the Captain Ron fans listening. I'm sure they're alive.
Captain Ron.
What about Das Boot?
Mm.
That would be a kind of good mashup.
Mm.
Just get blown up by Germans.
I remember watching Das Boot over the course of like 8 history classes in high school, where my history teacher would just put on Das Boot. Just be like, it really happened, remember that. And then, like, put on Das Boot, and it'd be like, dudes getting checked for crabs. We're in, like, 10th grade, and we're like, what's going on?
So this Glass happened?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here's a boat movie, The Life Aquatic.
Oh, The Life Aquatic, yeah.
I don't like it much.
I think, I love that movie. It's very twee,
though. I didn't get it.
that movie's like, you know, what is that movie? That movie's like Veronica, Veronica meets the insurance guy on the boat who tells her, he's like, I saw you do it, but like, you're not going to get any insurance money because you murdered him.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, well, we'll see about that. So they like go on a series of adventures to like get different insurance policies.
Right. And there's like chill Brazilian dudes just playing guitar.
Yeah. Acoustic Bowie.
Yeah.
And then, right. And then the very end is that she's going to go in a submersible down to find Malcolm's body to like... mess with it to make it appear like an accident instead of a murder. But then she sees a beautiful fish and she cries.
You know, Steve Zissou in that movie, Life Aquatic, much like Veronica, hates fucking dolphins.
Oh, really? Oh yeah, he does, remember? Doesn't he?
And he's like, I fucking hate these dolphins.
Yeah, because he, like, has trained dolphins, but they, like, never do what he wants.
Right.
Yeah. God, that's a good movie.
Yeah, that's a funny moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get that movie.
I'm so sick of these dolphins.
Yeah. I didn't understand why someone would hate dolphins so much. What about The Hunt for Red October? Have you guys seen that movie? That would make me an overboard cross-up.
Just Alec Baldwin.
Just Alec
Veronica.
Baldwin. Yeah, just Sean Connery being like, I'm from Minsk, Russia.
Veronica Valencia.
I don't believe in the communist model. That's my best Sean. Sorry, Sean. I'm sorry, Sean.
Right. I found your washed earring, my darling.
It seems like you've been playing both shades.
Are you guys just saying S words and then making it sound like shh?
No, that last one's from Entrapment.
Oh! Yeah.
And she, honestly, Veronica does give me a bit of a Catherine Zeta-Jones vibe.
My God,
yeah.
Dreamcasting? Oh. She totally.
That'd be great if it was one thing where you had to steal something from a vault and you had to, like, slide under a laser showing your ass nicely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Entrapment is what cops do. I remember that line from that movie.
That's why Entrapment was rated PG. I'll never forget this.
Aaron's farting. In his
I'm doing a little squeaky farts.
Oh my God.
Entrapment is rated PG for. Oh fuck, what was it? Was it seduction? Well, it was something that wasn't sexuality, it wasn't nudity, it was sensuality.
Yeah.
It was PG, I'll never forget
that. I've seen that, yeah.
It was sensuality. Like PG for sensuality.
Wow.
Which means, I guess, like tight clothes. Yeah. Like. Or like, I don't know
what
it
is.
She bends over at one point. Yeah, I guess.
And the ratings guys were like, oh, no.
Whoa.
Nope, that excites me. This is PG.
But don't lie, Bob. You're excited.
This didn't happen in Rescuers Down Under. Okay.
There's sensuality in that movie.
Let me just see
Rescuers
is PG.
Down Under.
I'm very sensual.
Rescuers.
I know Ants was PG.
For sensuality?
Yeah. No, I think Ants is PG because they swear a couple of times. A couple of the ants curse.
Because the Gene Hackman is like, you son of a bitch.
I specifically remember the Sharon Stone ant yelling out, damn it. I remember thinking... This is a children's movie. Wow.
I'd like if it was just completely clean, except for, like, at one point, the Woody Allen ant. It's like, holy fucking shit! okay. Yes. I'm just looking for the rating.
Yeah, what? All right. Why did you think the Rescuers? I'm confused.
Just because you're aroused by the Rescuers doesn't mean everyone is.
Oh, come on now. Come on. No, I was looking, because I thought it would be PG for, like, some... like
because
moments.
Down under is like a metaphor.
Yeah, I was hoping. Yeah, that's what I thought.
It means penis.
Yeah,
overboard.
Down under.
Overboard.
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 Yeah, it's a great game. Okay, how do we usually end episodes?
Yeah, it's a great game. Does usually work.
Yeah, something resembling this.
Okay.
Yeah. We usually end it with some sort of weird little improv game.
Right.
You know,
anybody got
that's
one?
Probably too generous. Some weird little shtick. Okay, we should close our eyes.
Okay.
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 Let's close our eyes. One of us should pick up... I'm putting a seltzer down on the table here. Mm-hmm. One of us should pick up and hide the seltzer. And then when we open our eyes, we have to figure out who did it in 5 seconds. And if it's not unanimous, the murderer wins.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? 1, 2... You have 10 seconds. 1, 2, 3, 4... Five.
Aaron, are you?
I can hear you pick it up, I think.
Aaron, open your eyes.
I think it was Aaron.
Who could have done it?
I actually don't know.
Who could have done it? I think it was Julia.
Yeah, you know what? Let's say Julia.
Because I'm a woman?
Let's say Julia.
He literally has it in his hand.
You're going to sing, Julia.
Where's your other earring, Julia?
God damn it.
Mm-hmm.
Good night.